The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. And once again, welcome to our weekly show of Adventures in Recovery. Your host, Tom Walston, and clinical supervisor of the Substance Use Program at Vashon Youth and Family Services. Well, good afternoon, folks, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It sounded this morning like we may have had a chance to get some snow today, but I guess that's not going to happen. It's warmed up quite nice. And I want to wish everyone out there a very happy Random Act of Kindness today. Yeah, that's what today is. And I have a very special guest that's going to be telling us more about what that's all about. And that is Tiffany Shira. Tiffany is the fundraising and communications manager at Vashon Youth and Family Services. So we'll be talking to Tiffany in just a little while. But I got to tell you, last week I had the opportunity to go back to my hometown state of Minnesota, specifically Minneapolis. And I'm pretty sure you all know what's been going on there over the last couple of weeks. It's been kind of scary. And I am so incredibly proud, not only to be a Minnesotan by birth, but the people of Minnesota really stood up for themselves. And when there's something going on that you don't like, that you don't agree with, that just is not working, and you might think you are a little bit overwhelmed because you don't have any control over a situation, you stand up and let the powers that be know that that ain't going to work. Nope. In fact, by the time I got to Minneapolis on Thursday of last week, ice was pretty much gone. So there is a card that is available to a lot of people free of charge right at the front desk of Vashon Youth and Family Services. It's a little card that you can carry just in case there's somebody that you don't know that's pounding on your door. You simply read what's on the card here. I do not wish to speak to you, answer your questions, or sign or hand you any document based on my Fifth Amendment rights under the United States Constitution. I do not give you permission to enter my home based on my Fourth Amendment rights under the U.S. Constitution, unless you have a warrant to enter signed by a judge or magistrate with my name on it, that you slide it under the door. I do not give you permission to search any of my belongings based on my Fourth Amendment rights. I choose to exercise my constitutional rights. So, good stuff. It can feel a little intimidating, but you know what? We have rights, and we definitely encourage all of you to follow those.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. Is it all that glitter is gold? After story had never been told, so now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up.
sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your rights.
Sick and tired of your ism, schism, game, dine and go to heaven in the Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand, Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you
gonna we gonna
do?
Stand up for
yeah,
a right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You better get up.
That's right. Get up, stand up for your rights. And I'm happy to tell you that by the time I left Minneapolis on Sunday, actually when I got there Thursday afternoon, it looked as though ice had pretty much left Minnesota. And surprisingly enough, then the sun came out, and over the weekend, it was 50 degrees in Minneapolis, which is crazy because the week before, when you had tens of thousands of people marching in protest on the streets, it was sub-zero. So, good hearty Minnesotans, don't you know? You betcha now. Hey, I mentioned today is Random Act of Kindness Day. And I'd like to welcome our guest today, Tiffany Shearer, to tell us more about that.
Hi, Tom. Great to be here.
There we go. Much better.
Yeah, this day is dedicated to performing small, unexpected gestures of goodwill for strangers, friends, and loved ones. It encourages people to look beyond their own routines and make a positive impact on their community through selfless acts that need no reciprocation.
Sounds healing.
Yeah. So it kind of highlights, you know, the ripple effect of pro-social behavior. When a person receives an unexpected gesture, they're more likely to make a kind gesture to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It's kind of the ripple effect. You know, what you put out comes back in one way, shape, or form or another. Yeah. So how did this whole Random Act of Kindness Day come about?
You know, I don't have the history on that, but it has been going on for a while. But what I do know about it is that it can be as simple as a smile.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a flight attendant, we were trained to smile constantly. And so it became such a habit that even now, years later, I still smile at strangers all the time.
Nice. What could go wrong?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I remember someone saying that that smile might be the only smile a person receives all day or all week or even all month.
Well, you know, you can hear something that's, it can be a little trite, but a smile is just a frown turned upside down. It's a little too cutesy. But you know what? It's right, because I've had, you know, a lot of people will just normally say in response, you know, have a nice day. And my response is usually, you know, I'm planning on it. And then they kind of look at me, yeah. And just, instead of just being kind of robotic, saying, yep, see ya.
Yeah, that's a good response. I like that. Well, Tom, I brought you a small token of random acts of kindness to kick things off. And I'll describe it for the listening audience. It's just a little squishy guy with a smile that has a Vashon Youth and Family Services logo on it. And it says,
It says, "You are amazing." That is really sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Tiffany. That is beautiful. And you know what? These squishies are good tension relievers.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. I hate to squish this cute little guy, but I'm going to put this on the dash of my car.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's like a kind of a Pillsbury Doughboy.
You know what? It really is. I really appreciate this. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And, well, see, that simple act just turned my day around.
Aw.
It really did. Doesn't take much.
Yeah. Good to hear.
Very nice. You know, I was just going to say something to you. Gave me this surprise gift, and it'll come back to me in just a minute. But, you know, it doesn't take too much to turn a person's day around. Like you said, sometimes a smile is all it takes.
Yeah, opening a door for somebody, you know, letting somebody in traffic.
Yep.
Makes a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, you know what, another one, too, is in traffic, when you're merging in and somebody's letting you in, I always either roll my window down and give them a wave.
Yeah.
Or do that, some acknowledgement to let them know that, hey, you know what? That little gesture was really appreciated.
I always do the wave. I love the wave.
Yep. Wonderful. So, you know, I've closed a lot of shows asking people, who have you helped today? And maybe it could be something just as simple as, how many people did you smile at today?
Yeah.
Because in certain environments, have you noticed where you can kind of look around and you don't see a lot of people smiling? I see a lot of grouchy faces sometimes in some situations.
Yeah.
And a smile can definitely be contagious.
Definitely.
I'm sure you remember, well, Louise Hay was real big in the 70s and 80s and 90s, and she would talk about the law of attraction.
Mm.
What you put out is going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a perfect example of
I believe
how
that
really works.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've experienced that.
Oh, I know you have.
Yeah. So I wanted to also share a practical resource that can be a meaningful act of care for yourself and the people that you love. Vashon Youth and Family Services is pleased to introduce Free Will. It's a secure and easy-to-use tool that helps you create or update your will.
Mm.
Taking a step can bring clarity, reduce uncertainty, and provide a peace of mind in just 20 minutes.
You know, making out your will, it's one of those things where the dread is so much worse than the act.
Yeah, kind of like doing your taxes.
Well, a lot like doing your taxes. But, you know, you think about writing out a will, and it's like, gosh, I hate to think of the end, but it's inevitable. The only guarantee any of us have in life is that someday we're going to go.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
And if you don't have a will in place, there's a lot of negative repercussions.
Right.
Things that, well, all of your wealth and everything you have is going to go into probate.
Yeah.
And for your family to go back in and untangle that away from the state can really be a hassle
yeah.
and a burden. And sometimes some of our family that we're the closest to might not live in the same state even.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, get your stuff listed out. Yes, it can be intimidating, but like I said, the dread is worse than the act. Once you get it done, you can have a sigh of relief thinking, you know what? I can check that off my list.
Right. Yeah. And it's just a really great tool. I recently did mine and it was surprisingly simple.
Mm-hmm. So what role does Vashon Youth and Family Services play in this being able to offer it to the public?
So we partner with Free Will and the service that they provide us is that we get to have our name listed as if people want to give money to a charity in their will, there are, you know, hundreds and thousands of different options, and VYFS could be one of those options.
Okay. So it helps as kind of a memory jogger, not really memory jogger, but showing you a lot of different options that you may not have thought of beforehand.
Right. There are all these things that you know, we don't want to think about this stuff every day, but having it all written down and, you know, pre-planned can really just take the load off.
Absolutely. Not only that, but when we are in the condition to where we may be passing or the end of time is coming closer for us, sometimes we're not in the right frame of mind to be able to actually sort all these things out.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people die suddenly. And at least this way, it's all done ahead of time.
Right.
And there's no guesswork at all. And the service, if I understand correctly, there's no cost.
No cost to create your will or create a trust. And you can update it at any time. It's a pretty good program.
It sounds great. So it looks like all people really have to do is visit vyfs.org. That is our website that shows not only how you can get involved with the service being offered through Tiffany here called Free Will. You can find out more about that on the website, and you can also, you know, peruse our website because you can also play any archived show of Adventures in Recovery.
That's right. I do that once in a while.
You do. You're my number one fan. You might be my only fan. Well, I'm glad you got yours done. That's a really huge step in the right direction.
Yeah.
And like Tiffany said, you can change it. You can modify it at any time you want. So that really makes it a lot more user-friendly.
Right. Yep.
Nice. And thank you so much for bringing our awareness to something that we can offer ourselves, but it has that ripple effect and carries through to our family, our loved ones, and who we want to leave whatever we have to, you know. And I heard of somebody a couple weeks ago was talking about, because if you have a pet that you're really close to, and let's face it, our animals or our dogs or our cats or whatever form they come in are really, you consider them family too.
Yes.
And a lot of people leave a donation to a animal's charity.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be, there's a couple of them on Vashon Island that supply free food to people in need for their animals.
Yep.
Like dog food, or there's cat sitters. There's so many different ways that you can be of service. And putting that in your will is just one of many, many things.
Yeah, they do, and they have that. They have that option in free will. I remember seeing that you can plan for, you know, what happens to your pets if you pass before them.
Yep.
So that they're cared for.
Because I'm sure they're probably wondering where their mommy or daddy went.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they're gone.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I love having guests on the show because they can inform our wonderful public on Vashon about things that I don't know very much about. So, if you have an interesting story or an interesting service that you would like to share with the public here on Vashon, hit me up. You can always contact me through Vashon Youth and Family Services. Give a call there, and then we'll patch right through to my office. Or if you have a situation or a loved one with a substance use disorder issue, feel free to give me a call, and we can have a little chat. Or you can also go on our website once again, vyfs.org, because there is a full schedule of support groups and meetings available to everyone on the island. And it's not just AA, it's NA, it's adult children of alcoholics, it's a number of areas. So reach out if you need to. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good, strong recovery going on the island, and recovery comes in many, many forms. You might be recovering for the loss of somebody, and that is a weekly class right now being hosted by our own Kenny Alton, and you can get more information on that just by going on the VYFSwebsite.org. So I welcome you all to come with us every Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop now, what's that